Well, in that river, oh, I'd rather be a blind girl, baby. Oh, yeah, yeah, babe. Walk away from me, baby, don't leave me. I don't wanna see you go. Cause you see, I love you so much that I don't wanna watch you, I don't wanna watch you leave me, baby, oh, no, no. And another thing is, one more thing is, I don't wanna be free. To be by myself. I was just. Oh, I was sitting here thinking, babe. Oh, I was thinking about your sweet kiss and your.
Say, baby.
to do a song with one of my, I can tell you a little story first about one of my most favorite singers in the world. He's gone on now. But as we were coming up and we used to travel on the road, we traveled together and we would ride in the car and we put him in the middle. I'd be on the outside. And he was really built fine, you know. So he had big, long legs. And so I was like about 16 or something like that. He was about 18. His name is Johnny Guitar Watson. And so just to be busy doing something, I was always doing something, so kind of like now. What I did is I found a little rope, you know, so what we did, we tied I tied one of his legs, wrapped it up and tied it to the, you know, the window turner. And the other leg, we tied it over to this guy named Big Jim Wynn, was the band leader. He was the band leader, and I said, put that over there on the other side. And all he would do is he would just ride, and his legs would go, and I said, flop, flop, flop. Why are you laughing at Josh? You get it.
Don't fall asleep, Josh.
And so it was really funny because when John would wake up, he said, what the hell, what's going on? You know what? If we had a wreck or something, I would be killed. And I was going, what do you mean? He said, well, you got my leg, you got me tied in this car. He didn't know why I tied. I was worried about getting killed. I was worried about looking. Maybe in touching. Boing, boing. So, you know, I just have to tell you how I was really crazy about him, and he could sing his ass off. And so, you know, I had all my life, I had sung in the church. And since I was 5 years old, and, you know, I could sing. And I had a singing coach, and I sang like him, you know, big voice and everything. But I wanted to, when I heard Johnny Watson sing, I wanted to sing like him. Because I liked the way he phrases his words and the way he made his guitar talk. And the way he would look, you know, and he would curse you out with the guitar and all that, you know, stuff like that. So you know how a lot of people, sometimes you can read some of the, you know, the books on singers and things, and, you know, stories will be a, how did they come about and get their style, and you'll hear them say something like, well, I had a dream one night. And I woke up, and when I woke up, I was singing like Shaka Khan. And you know that's a lie. Yeah, nobody sang like Shaka Khan. That's Shaka Khan. So, you know, that's why I say that everybody has to get their thing from somewhere. There's no such thing as that you came here on this earth, and that's the way it was. You heard something, you felt something, you saw something, and there it was. And so I said, and I used to hear him every night, and I used to sit back in the dressing room, and I would hear him out here make those runs and things, and I said, boy, I'd like to sing like him. That's the only way I want to sing. And I said, how am I going to sing like Johnny Watson, and I'm a girl? Then I said, well, what difference does it make if you're a girl or you're a boy? You can sing like a boy. They got guys singing like girls. They do, and they sound good, you know? So, finally, we broke up, and make a dumb story fast. We broke up, and he went his way, and I went my way, and I went to Chicago, and I started getting hit records. I started getting records like At Last. Thank You Kind of Love. Trusting me and all that. And I was on my way, I'll do it for you. And I was on my way to the dance that night, and I was riding, and I was big shit, you know. I ended back to my hometown, and I heard the disc jockey said, "Ladies and gentlemen, you gotta get down to the 5-4 ballroom tonight so you can hear the female Johnny Guitar Watson." Well, it didn't really hit me like it should have, you know. Then later on, I heard the disc jockey say, "And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be on the same show," and I didn't do it. "Get down to the 5-4 ball, we're going to hear the male Etta James." So, I decided that I wanted to sing like that. I always told him that, "Johnny, you know where I got my singing from." Like some people say, Ray Charles, or a little bit of Ray Charles, a little bit of Johnny Guitar Watson, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But it was a lot of Johnny Guitar Watson. So I would like to do, I will do it last for you, but I'd like to do this song of his. It's called "Ta-Ta, You Baby." Yeah. Come here, guitar. Car dealers, because I'm looking for a Jaguar. all the time that I sang the song for the Jaguar, I didn't get one. So somebody, give me one. Please! I want a black Jaguar with a peanut butter top. At last. song. This song was written by a guy named Swamp Dog. And, no, Swamp Dog. Swamp. So right away, when I heard his name, Swamp Dog, I thought he was a white boy from Louisiana. Instead, he was a black dude from Canoga Park. And this song is called, I like it, so it's called Born, I Was Born Blue.
Thank you.
can't help that I was born to be blue. Whoa, whoa, Some of you will know it and some of you won't. The ones who are old enough, you know who you are. Thank you. was a boy. And I heard the preacher say, if there's anyone here that sees why these two people, two peoples, should not be joined. In holy matrimony. Let them speak now. You break too hard. Come on, Jimmy. cooked the chicken. She thought it was a duck. Put it on a table, put his legs cocked up. I love you, baby. Thank you.
to play. You know. Nando, Debbie.
Thank you. you cry, baby, 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 hey, baby, 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 don't you go. Play.